Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. A Dade County man being held without bond following his arrest on multiple serious felony charges involving a minor. The Dade County Sheriff's Office says Virgil Travis Gilliam, age 53, of Trenton, is facing six charges, including aggravated child molestation, false imprisonment, human trafficking for commercial sex acts, rape involving a female under the age of 10, and sodomy. Officials confirm Gilliam is currently being held without bond, and due to the nature of the case, authorities have not released additional details. The investigation is ongoing. Authorities remind the public that all individuals are presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. Make plans now to head just across the state line for one of the region's most popular spring events. It's the National Cornbread Festival. The 29th annual festival, set for the 25th and 26th of this month in South Pittsburgh. And organizers say there's something for everyone in the family to enjoy. The National Cornbread Festival has become a signature event for the area, drawing thousands every year for a weekend of fun, food, and community. Again, it's April 25th and 26th in South Pittsburgh. You can visit the festival's official website for more details. Republican Clay Fuller winning the race for Georgia's 14th congressional district, capturing the seat previously held by Marjorie Taylor Greene. A week ago, Fuller defeated Democrat Sean Harris in the recent runoff election. That win keeps the traditionally Republican seat in GOP hands. Fuller is now in the nation's capital, expected to be sworn into Congress, where he'll begin serving the remainder of the current term. In DeKalb County, authorities have made an arrest following an early morning incident. Officials say Vanessa T. Whitmore, taken into custody just before 3 a.m. yesterday. She's facing multiple charges, including possession of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, and obstructing police by attempting to elude an officer. Authorities report Whitmore is being held on a $5,000 bond. The Braves continue their series tonight against the Miami Marlins. First pitch set for about 7:15 this evening. Airtime 6 o'clock tonight here on your home for Braves baseball, Classic Hits KWIN. That's your KWIN News Update. Stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and throughout the day here on the home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR, 101.3, 106.1, 104.3 FM, and 1420 AM, Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.